You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Americans like to see ourselves as builders, manufacturers, as can-do people. And history supports that view. Certainly, Michigan can point to its auto companies, to being the arsenal of democracy in producing thousands of B-24 Liberator bombers in World War II. The U.S. Census tells us 11.1 million people work in manufacturing, generating $5.4 trillion every year in economic activity. But a new Brookings Institution survey finds when we look into the future, that important role of manufacturing doesn't look quite so vital. Daryl West is here with us to explain. Among his many titles at Brookings, he is Vice President of Governance Studies. He's also the author of The Future of Work, Robots, AI, and Automation. Daryl, what are the key findings and takeaways from your survey?
Well, it's a good news, bad news situation. The good news is 58% of Americans believe that manufacturing is very important to the American economy, and I think that should be reassuring to people in the Midwest where manufacturing plays such a strong role. But the bad news is we also ask about the future of manufacturing. Only 17% of Americans said they are very confident about that future.
That is a whopping disconnect, if I can just say, from 58% saying it's vital to only 17% confident in the future. Are these trends alarming?
They are alarming to me. We certainly believe manufacturing is part of the bedrock of the American economy. There are many middle-class Americans that depend on manufacturing for their livelihoods. We asked what some of the biggest barriers were to manufacturing, and the largest number, 23% cited government regulations, 21% said poorly trained workers, 14% named high taxes, and 8% said energy costs. So there are a variety of barriers that people worry about as we move into the future.
Your survey finds that, as you pointed out, more people in the Midwest are confident about the future of manufacturing than in other parts of the country. But still, it's a pretty small share of the population here feeling confident about the future of manufacturing. Would you have expected to see more confidence in the Midwest than you found? Or do you think Midwesterners are kind of snake bit, kind of skeptical of the future because we have really seen the ups and downs in the manufacturing sector firsthand?
I would have liked to have seen better numbers in the Midwest. I actually grew up in the Midwest, grew up in Ohio, and so saw the importance of manufacturing in my youth. And people in the Midwest are a little more optimistic about the future of manufacturing, but not really by that much. So there really was not stark regional differences.
Interesting. And you also had some interesting findings in whether anyone would encourage a young person today to get a job in the manufacturing sector.
We did. We certainly think that there are great opportunities for young people in the manufacturing sector. A lot of people have this old image of factories and warehouses as being dirty places and not a good place to work. But in fact, you know, manufacturing has reinvented itself. It's taken on digital tools. It's pretty high tech in terms of what we think. But there are some people who do think that manufacturing is a great place for young people to enter, but the numbers are not as big as one might think.
Daryl, what do we learn from the survey as far as what people think manufacturing will look like in the future? Will we be seeing the autos and the auto suppliers that we know so well in Michigan, or are we moving increasingly to automation and to tech companies?
Automation certainly is coming into the manufacturing sector. 64% of the people in our survey said that they think there's going to be lots of automation in manufacturing 10 years from now. So they can see the rise of robotics. There already are a large number of robots that are engaged in the manufacturing sector. People think that is a trend that is likely to continue in the future. So I think people are a little worried about the labor force ramifications of all the automation that is coming into manufacturing.
It certainly sounds like we could be looking at this automated future with plenty more jobs in the executive suite than on the floors of the plants.
That certainly is a risk. And in my book, The Future of Work, I argue that we really need to emphasize worker retraining because there are going to be some people who are going to lose jobs. We don't want them to fall to the wayside. So we're going to need to provide job retraining programs for them. We need to invest in lifetime learning because we know automation is also going to create jobs, but the jobs are going to require different types of skills than many people have right now. So it's going to be important for people to take online courses, get certified as having a particular skill so that they can stay up to date as the workforce demands change.
Daryl, where are we seeing growth in the manufacturing sector?
There's a lot of growth in a number of different areas. Certainly, the automotive sector, which I know is very important in Michigan, is going to continue to be quite robust. But it could change in the sense that autonomous vehicles are going to be coming into that sector. There's a growth of the ride-sharing services. Certainly, many young people who live in major cities are not owning cars. The car ownership levels among young people is smaller than what we see for older age groups. So the auto companies are going to have to reinvent themselves in terms of the types of vehicles that they make, as well as the part of the market niche that they are going to serve. So that will have big ramifications for manufacturing in general.
Daryl, finally, just given the results of this survey and certainly your field of research, what do you say to Michigan about the future of our manufacturing and our statewide economy?
I mean, it's like every other sector that the future will be as bright as the resources that we put into it. So I think manufacturing historically has been a vital part of the American economy. It still can be vital, but we need to invest in worker retraining, in education, and in infrastructure. Like manufacturing depends a lot on highways, on rail and air transport. And America has been falling behind in its infrastructure investments. So that, you know, if we really want to have a bright future for manufacturing, we need to invest a lot more in infrastructure.
Daryl West is with the Brookings Institution, where he directs the Center for Technology Innovation and also directs the John Hazen White Manufacturing Initiative. He's the author of The Future of Work, Robots, AI, and Automation. Daryl, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.